You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As I said, today is World Sight Day, and Able, a media accessibility trust, spoke with me this morning about the campaigns they're doing to raise awareness and continue to make media accessible for all in Aotearoa. I started by asking Tamara how audio description fits into the experience of media without interrupting the flow of the content.
Oh, perfect. Yes. So we only fit audio description into gaps between dialogue or action. You would only really go over top of it if it's something super important, such as like a reveal of a weapon that kind of completely changes the scene. But otherwise, yeah, we're just looking for those little gaps to add things in. So shows like Shortland Street, a lot of it is setting of scenes and those quick in-betweens. And so that we can kind of, keep people up with where we're moving when shows are so fast moving.
How much media is audio described in Aotearoa currently? Is it just on specific shows or channels? What's really the lay of the land?
Yeah, that is a great question, because one of the things that really holds us back at the moment is, we're really working with broadcasters to make audio description more available on more channels. So we've delivered to TVNZ since 2011. That's TVNZ1, TVNZ2, TVNZ Duke. And then just recently, in the last week, we're now delivered to Discovery, Warner Brothers Discovery, which is super exciting. So we're just going to, we want to keep on rolling that out, making sure that the services are provided on digital channels and basically anywhere where media is consumed in New Zealand.
Cool. And I'm sure you're all familiar with the curb cut effect, which describes how when you design systems for those with disabilities, you inadvertently make the system better for everyone overall. Do you guys have any insights on how you think this applies to audio description?
Yeah, I think I love that, the curb cut effect. My similar line is you design for the engineers, you design for everyone, which I've totally stolen from somewhere along the way. But I think it's probably more well known with captioning at this stage, where while captions are for people who are deaf and hard of hearing, it captures such a broad audience, and it's great for literacy rates. Generation Z is, in the media a lot lately about how much it embraces it. And I think audio description is going to be the next cab off the rank. I think as more people find out about audio description and find out about how it enriches content, then the more people will use it. And we sort of have so much content coming at us at any given day and so many distractions. To be better immersed in the content and hear what's going on while your eyes might be on another screen or another task, I think it's going to become part and parcel of how we consume media in the future.
A viewer, a listener wrote in and said that they had a friend who wasn't blind or low vision who had turned it on because they were a mother and they were so busy with running around that it becomes really hard to keep that attention there when you have a child who takes a lot of your attention. And so it just really helped them still be able to upkeep with the media that's going on. So I think it's in those little places where we can see it branch across.
Yeah, in a similar way, I am doing night feeds at the moment with a 10-week-old boy, and I've turned on AD for when I'm in the kitchen doing night feeds. So
yeah.
While I'm making the bottle, I'm still catching whatever is keeping me awake in the middle of the night on Netflix.
So you both touched on it briefly. You're talking about how as people become more aware of it, so it's obviously World Sight Day today, what is Able doing to celebrate?
Well, I think, for so long, Able really has just focused on delivering services, and we've realised, we want to do more than that. We want to let people know what we're doing and how to access it. So we've come up with some ideas, some different ideas, I guess, and one of them today is we have a guest audio describer on Shortland Street. So Karen O'Leary is rocking up. She came to the office last week and we did some filming with her first day on the job sort of type scenario, and she was just brilliant. Such great talent, so entertaining. Some really good behind-the-scenes videos coming out, but of course the outcome is if you turn on Shortland Street and turn on AD tonight, you'll get to hear her voice audio describing the content.
That's so fantastic. Such a cool campaign. How can people turn on audio description at home?
They can turn on. It's actually different for each television, which makes it a bit more difficult in the way that captions does have quite an easy button. So it does depend on which television you have, but we do have on our website, you can go on and we've listed a lot of the major television providers and where their buttons will be for you to be able to turn it on and setting.
So I love engaging with their audience, so we're always up for the chat if someone needs their help.
So on World Sight Day, when we are raising awareness for those who have limited to no vision, how can we reframe the experience of having a disability? Do you think it starts with accessibility, or is it somewhere else that we should be starting at?
Yeah, right. Good question. I think the best thing to do, and taking a really high-level approach to that question, is things like this always have to be led by the people who are consuming, by the people, it's talking people talking for themselves rather than other people talking about them. We're really conscious of engaging with the sector. We have sector reps on the board. While I don't live with blind or low vision, but I live with a disability, and you know, having lived experience, there are themes that cut across all disabilities. So we take stock of what they want to see, how they want to be consuming media. Potentially, I've gone off track with the question here, but hopefully that's something to
say. Is there anything you think people should really know about the issue?
You know, we just love doing what we're doing, and we just want more people to know about it and talk about it. So, you know, able.co.nz is that site. You know, jump on there. It's a really cool site. Just got a Best Award, which is exciting. Anybody who ever wants to have a chat, find out more. We'd love to keep in touch.
That was me speaking to Dan Buckingham, the CEO, and Tamara Gussie, an audio describer at Able, a media access trust, about their work in the media accessibility space and their exciting campaigns to celebrate World Vision Day today. So check out Able's website for how to turn on audio description, and watch Shortland Street this evening to hear the fantastic Karen O'Leary guest audio describing the episode.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.